This is a HeadGum Podcast.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Cheryl.
Tig.
We're doing it again.
We're doing
like we've
it.
Said many times we would.
Today is like, we really get to some serious business.
And we butt heads a little bit. And we don't want to freak out our listeners because they get very upset.
Are
mommy and mommy gonna split up?
But we really see this we had different experiences watching this.
Yeah, but my wife had the exact same experience you did.
I mean, I think most people will.
Please don't humiliate me.
But what else did we talk about? We talked about kinky sex.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would say the majority of the time we talked about kinky sex.
Yeah, so you're not going to want to miss it.
Mm-mm.
Ladies and jerks, welcome to Dead Asleep.
It all started when Tig and Cheryl met in the mid-2000s.
Hey, nice to meet you, Tig. I'm Cheryl Hines.
Hi, Cheryl. I'm Tig Notaro. Should we do a podcast about documentaries?
Yes.
A podcast about documentaries?
Is this microphone on?
Five furious frogs fiddling faintly. Furious frogs fiddling faintly. Five furious frogs fiddling faintly.
I am the first ever podcast. And Tig and Cheryl are following in the sound of my footsteps.
Let's get started.
I'm so ready.
Tig and Cheryl.
True story.
Cheryl, hi.
Oh, hi, Tig. Hi.
Cheryl Hines.
Oh, Hines.
Cheryl, no, Hines.
Cheryl Hines.
Cheryl.
No, I got it.
Okay.
No, I got it. I definitely got it. How's it going?
Whew. It's going all right. I'm prepping, as I told you, for my big record release show and party tonight in Los Angeles.
What's the title?
Well, my album is called Drawn, and it's from my HBO special that came out last year. But the material that I'm doing tonight is my Hello Again material, which is my all new material, which you'll be at the show.
I know. I'm very excited about it.
And Mr. Thomas will be.
This is very exciting.
Yeah.
Well, I know we have a lot of snorkbulls that will really want to hear it.
Well, how are you? You look like you're dressed to be somewhere.
Well,
whereas I don't.
I just got in from the East Coast.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm on East Coast time. So I've been up since 6.
Sure.
And I, you know, washed and dried my hair. And that's exciting.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I'm happy to be home.
Well, we're happy to have you.
Oh, thanks.
Yes.
Tig, thank you. I mean, I think we should just get right into it, because actually this documentary, this story takes place in Florida.
I know. I would once
you watch
again.
Me going, oh, Florida.
Florida.
God dang it, Florida.
How are you always in the middle of some sort of crazy, horrible situation? Some problem.
Yeah.
Florida.
Florida attracts the crazies.
That is coming straight from the mouth of someone from Florida.
That's true. I speak with the
knowledge.
Not thank you. Okay, so today we are talking about the documentary Dead Asleep. It's a 2021 documentary directed by Sky Borgman. It follows the criminal case of Randy Herman Jr., who was accused of murdering his roommate Brooke Preston in 2017. Dead Asleep is available to watch on Hulu.
Had you ever heard of this?
No.
Me neither. I was surprised because I found it fascinating And I really enjoyed the movie.
Oh, interesting.
You okay, didn't.
I have a lot of issues with it.
Okay.
Okay. Well, first, let's start by telling our listeners that, you know, sadly, this is about a murder case and it's tragic. And we understand that. And nothing that we're saying is making light of that.
Yeah. And I'm only speaking about, I just enjoyed, obviously, I'm not ever sitting here saying I enjoyed watching anybody lose their life or any of the suffering around it. I just enjoyed
the story
way
is
that they had it unfold.
Oh my God.
You didn't.
Oh my God. Okay, well, I thought it was insane. I thought the documentary itself was, okay.
You thought it was insane.
Well, let's start at the beginning. We'll start at the beginning.
Okay. Well, I don't appreciate you laughing at me when I say
you deserve
something.
It. You deserve it for this one. Because if you're saying, okay, wait, let's start at the beginning.
I think I have some shocking things to tell you about this.
I want to hear all your shocking things.
All right.
Okay, so just to let everybody know what the documentary is about, we start with, there's a guy named Randy. It starts with a 911 call.
Yeah.
Well, you want to hear that? Should we start with a 911 call?
Sure.
Or we're just getting right into it. Okay.
Why wouldn't we just get right into it? What are we going to talk about nonsense and veer off topic? Not on this show.
No,
not on this show.
We get back to facts and figures.
Yes.
As always.
911 emergency.
Yeah. There's. You need to send police.
Okay, and what's going on there?
Someone's been murdered.
Okay, someone has been murdered. Okay, in what way? Do you know if they're breathing or they're definitely passed away?
I don't know.
You don't know? Okay, well, what did you see, sir?
You're busy,
I'm at Haverhill Park. Just send the police. It was me. I'm sorry.
Thanks.
Okay, so that's how this starts out. Mm-hmm. So this young 23-year-old guy calls and says his roommate, Brooke Preston, had been murdered. She was 21.
Mm-hmm.
And according to Randy, the guy said that he came to with a knife in his hand and that Brooke had been stabbed multiple times.
Mm-hmm.
And so when it gets really interesting,
yes,
is what some people think happened.
Mm-hmm.
You want to tell the people what?
About sleepwalking?
Yes.
Okay, so, Cheryl.
No, I know it's not funny.
No, I know you know it's not funny.
Yes.
But I was watching this movie.
Yes.
And Stephanie was in the background just overhearing the dialogue.
Yeah.
And she just was yelling, oh my God, he did it. He did. Oh my. And then I looked up and I said, do you think he did?
Because you felt like, I understand. He was sleepwalking and he didn't.
Well, I didn't jump to conclusions. I wanted to hear. I realized in that moment, I don't know enough about sleepwalking. I don't know. Look, I know now that I feel confident he did it and he knew what he was doing. But I thought, let's see if there's something that's going to blow my mind. I was just waiting and listening with an open mind.
Right, right.
And Stephanie was just like, are you being serious? The guy killed her. He knew he was killing her. And I was
five minutes.
I don't know. Yeah, she's just yelling at me the whole time.
Let's hear what the professionals say.
Well, I truly felt that way because I sometimes, that's what I thought was so interesting.
Intriguing. It is intriguing. And I felt the same way where I felt like I really don't know anything about sleepwalking. Really, the only thing I know is when I was growing up, my younger brother, Michael, clearly he was sleepwalking. He came into the kitchen and, you know, meow mix.
Yeah, I have three cats, Cheryl.
Yeah.
Of course.
Do they still make meow mix?
I don't know who's doing what, but we don't serve our cats meow mix.
Well, at the time.
No matter how cute the cats are in the commercials dancing. Remember those?
Yes.
Where the little paws go
meow,
forward
meow,
and then
meow,
backwards.
Meow, meow, meow. Yeah.
Maybe I'll buy a little meow mix. Meow mix feels like the kind of cat food that you buy to put in the outside bowls for your house to feed stray cats.
Strays. If they really want something, they can have some meow mix.
Which is also rude. Why not?
Why give the strays the meow mix?
Yeah.
Well, so my brother came into the kitchen And at that time, Meow Mix came in like a box that was like a cereal box. And he comes in and he gets a bowl out and he pours himself a bowl of Meow Mix. And of course, my friends and I thought it was the funniest thing. And we were like, okay, we're going to watch him eat a bowl of Meow Mix. So when I think of sleepwalking, that's what I think of, like, oh, your brother pours a bowl of Meow Mix. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You don't think right. of murder. Somebody murdering somebody?
How many cats did you have, more importantly?
We had a lot of cats.
I feel like you're so rude about cats now.
Well, we had 17 at one point. We had kittens and cats.
I had 12.
Oh, my God.
Well, that's not as much as 17.
Well, these cats.
Don't treat us like cat hoarder freaks, which I would gladly be if it was legal. I want
you
a fourth
love
cat.
Cats.
I love them. Kitty City is what we call our house.
I mean, don't you hate all the loose fur? Is that what it's called? Fur.
Loose fur. Well, we clean our house.
But even like when you're dressed to go out and then you're wearing a black
well,
jacket
then I don't
or
pick up anyone that lives in Kitty City.
Oh, is Kitty City contained in your house? Are there rooms that don't involve cats?
No.
Yeah, my house, my bedroom mm-hmm. and my office, the dogs are not allowed in.
Oh, really?
In the space. Yeah. These dogs are like 100 pounds of slobber and mud.
Stephanie has this character that she does whenever one of our cats goes into her office. She goes, Linda, the cat is in my office. Linda, get the cat out of my office. Just
annoyed and slightly angry. Listen, had you had any connection with sleepwalking?
Well, my friend Mike Birbiglia, who we asked to be on this episode and then his schedule didn't allow, or he was like, I'm not doing that stupid show. Whatever it was, he's not here today.
He's
a dear pal and a tremendous stand-up comedian and also someone who sleepwalked right out of a window.
What?
Yeah. He has a stand-up show about it, a movie about it. Yeah, it's called Sleepwalk With Me.
Was it like a, did he break anything? Was this on a two-story?
Cheryl, you can't ask me specifics because you know me. I don't pay
know.
A lot
Even
of attention.
Even if somebody told you, you're not going to remember
Listen,
it.
Listen, that's his problem. Whatever happened, he clearly lived
DVD.
Through it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I do know that when he goes to bed, and I've spent the night at his house. He told me when he goes to bed, he has to be his arms like pinned into a sleeping bag and zipped up so he can't get out.
That is crazy.
Yeah. So maybe it's that knowledge of Mike. Not that
right.
I think Mike is a murderer or capable of
right.
anything, but knowing what Mike has been through, I was like,
right.
okay, let me hear about sleepwalking yeah. because yeah. I know my friend struggled with this. And did something so outrageously crazy that, you know?
I wonder, yeah, like if you are sleepwalking, when do you wake up? I mean, they talked about this in the documentary. Here are the issues that I had with mm-hmm. the documentary.
Okay.
Okay. A lot of documentaries that we see have a reenactment.
Mm-hmm.
And this one, do you know where I'm going with
Have
this?
Little toys.
Had Barbie dolls.
I liked it.
Oh, my God, Tig.
Cheryl, don't Tig, humiliate me in front
it,
of our
How could you like it?
Tens They're of like listeners.
Little doll figures. Like
It was
standing.
Just something different to look at. I'm
oh
sorry.
My,
Do you want me to
is,
lie to you and to be with the cool
yes,
kids and say, oh,
yes.
I hated it?
I mean, we're talking about a murder case, and then there's like a doll standing in the doorway, and then they go a close-up of the doll's face, and it's like, what is happening? How is this?
I'm not saying a close-up of a doll face is what I need.
What did you like about the doll figures?
I think I was just watching going, oh, this is interesting. Okay. I mean, because we have seen reenactors.
Yes.
We've seen animation. We've
yes.
seen... Calm down.
I would
Calm
rather
down.
Than, and then you're like, well, great. Now we have Barbie dolls
Let's
and
use
that
dolls.
Feels better.
I'm fine oh. with it. I liked it.
It was so insane and distracting.
I feel like this is the first time we're really on different pages in life.
Yes. Oh. This is where we really disagree. Okay, the other thing, there were three things about the actual filmmaking that mm-hmm. I was like, I was watching it alone, but I kept looking around the room like, does anybody else see this? But of course they didn't because I was alone.
If you let your dogs in your room, maybe your dogs could have.
Okay, so they reenacted it with dolls, and then sometimes they had reenactments with actors, mm-hmm. I guess, because clearly nobody was rolling on this footage when the guy is walking in the kitchen, opening the refrigerator like he's sleepwalking. Mm-hmm. So it was a little confusing because you're like, at first I thought, oh, this must be real footage of Randy. But then you're watching, you're like, no, that's not Randy.
Cheryl, get a bigger problem.
But here's the problem. So even when they reenacted it, for whatever reason, don't know, they would blur some people's faces in the reenactment.
Well, probably like, trying to make you feel like more in the moment, you know? But it took you out.
I was like, do not try to fool me.
We know too much about filmmaking because we are
in the business.
In the business.
But if you're maybe out in middle America and you're just watching this, you might be like, oh,
whoa. There's Randy, but they must have blurred his face.
Because his face is blurred.
Which doesn't make sense because Randy is actually in this documentary. I mean, he's sitting there talking. They're interviewing him. So it's like, why would they blur Randy's? Anyway.
Listen, you got me there, okay? I didn't catch on to that, and it is like, why?
Oh,
but
no.
Yeah, we have to. Why are you always surprised by us having to take
because
a break?
We have so much.
But we're talking about the documentary.
We are, which is shocking.
This is unusual. This is unusual.
We've gotten to the documentary before the first break.
We have gotten to the documentary. All right. Okay. And if you're just joining us, if you're a new listener, welcome.
And congratulations, because we're getting to it today.
We'll be right back.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
And we are back on Tig and Cheryl True Story.
Okay.
Live from Hollywood.
No, but here's the third thing that bothered me.
Okay.
Okay, when they would, I could not understand the tone of this documentary because they would have these experts on and they would say, well, back in the primitive days, and then they would cut to like clips of cavemen like running around. And it seemed like at one point it was the Three Stooges dressed as cavemen. Is that true? Or would I think it was
actual footage of cavemen. And I'm surprised they didn't blur their faces out.
I was like, is this a joke? And then they would talk about the jury and they would say, and then the jury went to deliberate. And then you'd see, it would cut to like a 1950s clip of a movie of these guys like in their hats and their trench coats. Like,
wait, I'm sorry, what is that? But what was that noise?
What do you say again? Cheese and crackers? No, you say peas and carrots. If you're doing background work. If you're doing background work and
that's the low rent acting teacher. And so if you're in the background, just hubba, bubba, bubba, hubba, bubba.
Peas and carrots, peas and carrots, peas and carrots, peas and carrots. Oh, peas and carrots.
Peas and carrots. That's what you said. That's interesting because peas and carrots and peas and carrots. And also, you know, you did hear about peas and carrots, right?
Peas and carrots. It is a straight, background work is very strange.
Mm-hmm. So are some background actors strange.
It's a specific job.
It can be.
Yes. Yeah. When we were shooting Curb Your Enthusiasm, because everything's...
Braggadocious alert!
Because everything's improvised. Mm-hmm. They told the background, you know, you guys don't talk in this scene. Mm-hmm. This is just Larry. It was like a... you know, after a funeral and everybody comes to somebody's house. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of a quiet scene, mm-hmm. a few background, and then we're rolling. And Larry goes up to one of the background players and says, you know, hey, how long did you know Brad? Or whatever his name was. Mm-hmm. And the background player sort of panicked because he was told not to talk. So he just starts moving his mouth with no words coming out, like acting like he was talking, but no words. And Larry was like, what are you doing? And he keeps just mouthing words. Peas and carrots. Peas and he's just mouthing words. And Larry's like, I don't understand what's going on. And then they cut, and the guy was like, I was told not to talk. And Larry's like, yeah, but if I ask you a question in the scene, like you can respond. He's like, nobody told me I could. He goes, well, why would you just move your mouth?
I'm like, on that guy's side.
He was like, I don't know, maybe you could, you know, put it in post or something.
Look,
like
I am
post-production.
That is hilarious, I am on his side because
right.
If you really, you don't want to lose your job or you really want to break into this business, people show up really wanting to do the right thing.
Yes.
I feel for that person because I know. I have, as much as I was like a failure person or like mischievous in ways, I always felt like, you know, that those books, Amelia Bedelia?
Mm-mm.
It's one of my favorite childhood books, Amelia
Bedelia.
I mean,
Bedelia. It sounds cute. Okay.
She was a housekeeper that would come over and read her list of to-do
tasks.
Items, and she would take them all literally. And it really spoke to me as a child because it would say, draw the drapes. And then she'd get an easel out and she would start drawing the drapes. And I would laugh my face off as a kid. And I would get so excited. And I'd always request Amelia Bedelia books. Aww. But I relate to that because I feel like I take things I'm like, wait, what happened? And then so I you know what? I need specifics because sometimes I get very confused, even if something is very obvious. And I just need...
You need clarity.
I need real
clarity.
You can't
just say once in a blue moon. You're like, when does a blue moon? What does that mean?
Exactly. How frequently does a blue moon? That's a perfect example. If somebody said once in a blue moon, I would say, well, hold on a second. How often do blue moons happen? And
are we talking like once a year or is it never?
And I feel like everyone around me can just take in casual information like that and move on. And I will stop a situation in a moment and have questions. And people will think I'm kidding unless you know me well, you know?
Well, no, I get it. I get it. Because some things are just, so I agree. I agree with you. Like the background player did the right thing by just mouthing words.
Okay. I'm sorry. I just feel like we've been talking too much about the documentary and I wanted to make sure we stayed true to ourselves and veered off a bit.
All right. Okay. But back to the documentary. Mm-hmm. The whole thing is strange. This whole...
Sure.
I mean, so these kids, Randy and Brooke and Brooke's sister, moved to West Palm Beach.
Yes. Lived together.
They all lived together. They'd been friends for a long time.
Yes.
They seem to really like each other. And
based on internet, like Facebook. And they were very involved in Facebook and posting things and getting likes and connecting in social media world.
Yes.
So that's what we're basing it on.
Right, right.
Basically, is these clips and pictures.
Right,
which, of course, goes back to the whole issue with social media is that people, you can create and curate whatever.
Right.
Whatever you want.
I know.
And you don't know what's going on.
No. You can just post something and it looks like you're having a ball in life, but you can be very depressed.
Right.
But, okay, so now the attorneys are trying to figure out what happened and why it happened. And so one of the attorneys was saying maybe Randy had, you know, feelings for Brooke and that's why.
Right.
And so he was trying to say, look, we think there was more going on. We think that he liked her and she wasn't interested in him. And that's what set him off. So they're building this case that Randy had a thing for her. And so let's just listen to this. This is what they were saying about showing how Randy might have feelings for her.
Okay.
Kyle went to the kitchen to get something to drink and didn't remember seeing where Randy went. And then all of a sudden, Brooke came busting out of the bedroom, very upset, and told Kyle that Randy just was in my bedroom closet naked.
She said Randy was butt-ass naked doing this to me.
Totally naked.
Totally naked. That's what she said. And that obviously that freaked her out. I mean, I would be freaked out if there was a naked man in my closet.
I mean, what's really weird about this is later that somebody says that because Randy was naked in her closet, he saw it as a way to win her over.
I know. I remember that.
Is that how you win someone over, to be really drunk naked in their closet going, shh?
All else has failed. I guess I'm
Here's
going
what I'm gonna
to
do.
Down this entire bottle of whiskey, strip naked, and hide in a young woman's closet
to win her over.
Hello rest of our lives together.
Oh my god, I mean, it is alarming. Your roommate is,
and then you tell people when they ask how you got together, you have that story. Well, we were at
you're like, you know, I never noticed him until one night.
We were friends and roommates for years. I mean, we grew up together and I just saw him as like a brother. And then one night he was naked in my closet. And then how do you say no to that?
It won me over. And you don't.
You don't.
So that was weird.
Yeah.
I was also, I'm sure this grossed you out, that he had worked in a meatpacking plant.
Of course.
And then of course, and they're showing like footage of
chopping meat.
A meat packing plant.
Did it not gross you out?
Yeah, of course it did.
Okay.
But I'm also was slightly angry because I'm like, oh boy, another clip in this thing of something that doesn't have anything to do with, you know what I mean?
Well, I think they're trying to show that he has no problem cutting into flesh.
Yeah. Oh, God.
And I mean, did you not think that's what that was for?
Yes, I did. But it was just so manipulative. It's like, okay, we get it. You don't have to show us like a minute long clip of.
Sounds like you need to call these filmmakers and just really rip into them.
I'm really angry about it.
How is it that sad that this happened.
Yes, of course.
But was like, oh, I'm enjoying this movie.
It is weird.
That I enjoyed it?
Well, I thought it was interesting, too, about the sleepwalking, although it feels sort of like an eye roll to me, which I try not, you know, you go in trying not to be judgmental.
Well, I eye roll at myself because I can't believe it's not even that I can't believe it, that I was open to hearing both sides and very openly, but I actually don't take it back because I did need all that information to make my...
You needed the doll reenactment and the clips from Crazy Movies.
Stop it. I needed...
Out of nowhere, like the angry jurors with their 1950s outfits on.
How dare you, Cheryl? I needed the moment in the courtroom where they show the events and the time frame.
Yeah, the timeline.
The professional saying, you're not going to... being asleep stage within a few minutes and then just go start murdering somebody. That's when I was like, oh, okay. Now it's clear to me.
Right. So the story was that, tell me if I got this right.
There's no way I would know. There's no way to know.
I mean, she wasn't sleeping at the house that night. This is what I think happened. And
well, she called someone to pick her up, right? Because he was acting weird the night before.
Oh, right. That was the night before. Right. So then she was coming back to the house because she was going to go see her boyfriend, who she'd been seeing for like a year. So it wasn't like suddenly she has a boyfriend and it, and that's what upset Randy. And so she came back to the house at like, I don't know, 8:30 in the morning or something. Mm-hmm. Randy said, oh, I have a T-shirt for you to give to your boyfriend or Kyle. I'm not sure if that's the same person.
Whoever. There was a T-shirt that needed to go somewhere.
And so, according to him, right? We don't know really what happened, only according to him.
Mm.
And then the next thing he knows...
He's killing her.
He calls 911 and says that she'd been stabbed to death.
Yeah, I really wish Mike Birbiglia would have been on this show to give a little more insight, but also... Since when do we need cold, hard facts?
No, we don't.
Or a plethora of information.
No, we don't. We don't. But what's interesting about the story, too, is that this guy, Randy, seems like a very sweet guy.
Yeah.
And it seems like even the sister that lived with them, she takes the stand and says he's... and
defends him.
He's always been nice, Never seen him be violent. I've never seen him do anything that was out of the ordinary.
Right.
I mean, he did sleep with a hunting knife, which is...
We have to take a break, and then we'll come back and talk about what it means to sleep with a hunting knife.
Oh, no.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
We are back on Tig and Cheryl.
True story.
Do you have any weapons?
Do I have any? Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know if it's a weapon. I mean, and I don't even know. I'm not inviting people to. But it's one of those things that you don't really know if it's going to work until the moment. Because how are you going to test it out?
Oh, the weapon you have? You don't know
if it... Yeah, the weapon I have.
Oh, okay. Sure.
It was like, I'm not going to know until that the moment that I need to use it.
And is it handcuffs?
Oh, but I'm glad you brought up handcuffs.
Okay.
I like that would be my weapon. Like, come here.
Get over here.
You get over here right now. Turn around and put your hands behind your
back.
Well,
you could make a citizen's arrest in your house with pink, furry
handcuffs.
Handcuffs.
Like Randy.
Wouldn't that be a funny moment to make a citizen's arrest with...
with
pink furry handcuffs.
And the police show up and you're like scared to death and you're like, he is in there.
Yeah.
I've handcuffed him and this guy is like.
And you're also like, oh, and I'm kinky.
Ignore that part. Ignore that part. But get that guy. That was also part of the story. For some reason, Randy had furry handcuffs.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it's also kind of a weird. I mean, what does that mean?
I don't know.
If you had to guess. I mean,
I don't know.
It doesn't mean that you're a murderer.
No, I mean, there's plenty of kinky people out there that are not.
And by the way, is that even considered kinky?
Well, it depends on what you do. I don't know. I don't have handcuffs. Furry or not furry.
or
I feel hardcore. Like it's kinkier than not having pink furry. Right.
Then just like, okay, you on the bottom, I'll be on the top. Let's get this thing over with.
Well, that sounds... All right. You on the bottom, I'm on the top. What? Who's the lucky fellowship? Oh, my gosh.
I mean, I'm just saying, what's the scale?
All right. Hold on.
All right.
Keep the chatter down. Everyone stay in line. Next, you on the bottom, I'm on the top.
All right, let's do this thing, people. Let's do this thing. I mean, listen, I'm just saying, what is considered kinky in your mind?
In my mind?
Yeah.
I really don't know. It seems like if you're tying people up or, you know what I mean? Like that feels
like you're
like there's a kink. Feels like there's a kink in there.
It's not standard.
It's not standard. The good Lord didn't give you pink furry pink handcuffs.
Suddenly, the woman who never cares about God is like, well, the good Lord didn't give us handcuffs.
I never care about God.
Do you? I mean, you don't. Do you?
Well, I'm not a religious person, no.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But that's one way to say it. And the other way to say it is the woman that never cares about God.
Well, I mean, I didn't mean to take it to a really strict, hard, cold place.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
But can I just say something about...
Please. That's what we're here to do.
Well, I'm looking at our outline.
Yeah.
And I just want to mention this, although I don't know what it has to do with anything.
Okay.
But in this documentary, there is a photo of Randy playing pool in a graphic t-shirt that reads, "Bees nuts, got him." Why is that part of our outline? So D's, like spelled D-E-E-Z.
Uh-huh.
And then nuts, N-U-T-Z, got him.
Yeah. I've heard of this.
These nuts got them. What does that mean?
I don't know. That's I was going to say.
Thomas, do you know what that means? Does it mean something other than?
Mr. Thomas is shaking his head.
He's saying no. You think there's a squirrel involved in this?
I feel like people would use that as like in a your mom type joke way. Right, Thomas? People would say.
These nuts.
I really don't know.
Hey, listeners, snork bulls. If you know anything about these nuts.
Hey, listeners, hey.
Hey, listeners, hey, if you know these nuts, please let us know.
Please tell us
what that means.
Please inform the 50 and overs about what these nuts. And if handcuffs are kinky.
Yeah.
Because it seems like Cheryl does not. I like your glasses, Cheryl. Are those new?
Thank you. Yeah, I bought them online. Aren't they cute?
Yeah, they look really good.
Thanks. They won't last long.
I don't normally notice a lot of things.
But today.
But your specs.
I'm bringing it. Mm-hmm. Okay. Blah, blah, blah. Okay. They
yada,
say
yada, yada. Blah, 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 blah. Peas and carrots. This and that.
Peas and carrots. I told you that when I would take Kat to church.
Mm-hmm.
Then we'd have to stand up. I would say, just say peas and carrots. Amen. Okay.
Oh, well, who's the woman that doesn't care about God now?
So Dr. Ewing, hired by the defense, presents the Boncalo criteria, a scientific theory about sleepwalking attacks. And the defense also argues that the knife at Randy's bedside and the handcuffs were typical items for Florida. That's part of the defense. It's like, you guys, it's Florida. That's
nothing
what we do.
Nothing out of the ordinary here. Nothing to see here. We got fish and knife and handcuffs with a little bit of pink fur on them. It's Florida.
It's Florida, guys. And the jury nods. They're like, they're right. It is Florida.
Yeah.
It is Florida.
Do you have handcuffs, Cheryl?
I don't. Uh-huh. But I'm not above it. I mean, listen, I don't want to be responsible for handcuffs. I mean.
If you want to bring him over. Is that what you're saying?
If you want to bring him over and you have a key.
Uh-huh.
I don't want to be the person handcuffed, but I will handcuff you if that's what you want.
What if somebody's like, pretty please?
Well, I don't trust the whole key situation. Please. Is that the only way? Please. Come on, please.
Please.
I don't trust the key situation.
Okay, what if?
I don't like being out of control.
Mm-hmm. What if? Well, I beg to differ, Boozhound.
Well, that's like loose. That's just loose.
Yes. But, you know, what if your handcuffer said, here's the key, showed you how it locked and unlocked, and then there were two keys, your locker person had a key,
yes.
And you took the other one and gave the other one to your housekeeper and said, can you hold this? And
if you don't hear from me in 3 hours.
3 hours?
Oh, what would you say?
You don't mind being handcuffed for 3 hours?
Well,
by this random person that you're like, you be on the bottom, I'll be on the top.
Is it a random person? It can't be a random person.
Cheryl.
I thought this was a trust. That was somebody that you trusted.
Okay.
No, I'm definitely not letting a random person handcuff
me. Okay, the person you trust with all of your heart and soul. Okay, 3 hours.
I would say
anywhere from 30 minutes to 3 hours.
That's what you would say?
Well, I would say that's a good time
check frame. Check in point.
Yeah.
30 minutes. That could be an awkward moment where you're like, we just got started. Sorry, get back. We just got started. It took us a long time to get to this point. We need a minute.
Well, you could also go with your very trusted person to a locksmith and get another key made. You know what I mean?
Talking about taking the sexy out of sexy.
Uh-huh.
Hey, could I get a key? Because we're going to do some stuff tonight. And I don't trust what's his name. And I just want to have an extra key. And this person is like, okay,
yeah.
Welcome to Walmart, first of all.
We don't make keys.
We don't make keys.
Welcome to Walmart. And also, we don't have a locksmith here. You lunatic.
But what else are you guys up to?
But we do sell hot dogs.
They do sell a lot of stuff at Walmart.
Yes.
Okay, so point is, Tig,
they
had, what are they called? Experts on both sides, right?
Mm-hmm.
Talk about sleepwalking.
Yeah.
And it seemed like the experts on both sides said, yes, it's possible that people can sleepwalk and do things that they are unaware of.
Mm-hmm.
They can be in a state that they have no control over.
Mm-hmm.
I think both sides said that. But what, like you were saying, what this really seemed to come down to was the timeline.
Uh-huh.
Because both of them were saying no one falls asleep in 5 minutes into such a deep sleep that suddenly you can start sleepwalking.
Right.
So according to the story that Randy had told about Brooke coming back and then 10 minutes later, according to this theory, had fallen asleep, fallen into such a deep sleep that he was sleepwalking and murdered her without him even knowing he did it.
Mm-hmm.
The jurors, you know, because there were a few jurors, at least one in this documentary, that said, well, we just really went over the timeline.
Mm-hmm.
Because it sounds like they were open to the idea that, like you're saying, maybe there's something with sleepwalking that we don't know, so
right.
We're listening. But then when it came down to the timeline, I think everybody felt like there's no way he could have fallen asleep.
But what's really interesting also is that there's a lot of cases over the years where people have gotten off.
Yeah.
After claiming this defense.
It is crazy.
Yeah. So laugh at me all you want, but.
Oh, I am not laughing.
I'm talking about tonight at my show.
I just sat there like with my arms folded like, oh, God, that joke. Oh, boy. That one.
Boy. This. Worst sense of humor. Terrible.
Terrible. Next.
What else you got? Oh, God.
I just heckled
She's
you the
worst.
Oh, my God. Oh, boy. But the mystery to it is really, why did he do it?
Mm-hmm. I can't help but think that it probably was feelings that he had, right?
I guess so. It's also, I'm not a murder expert,
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Wait a second.
Have we gotten 2 years into this show? And you're going to, have we been doing this 2 years?
I don't know. It seems like it. Year and a half?
September? Is that when we started? September? I can't believe I remembered that. September of 2020.
Wow.
Yeah.
We're coming up on it.
Yeah.
But, I mean, do most murders don't seem to take place early in the morning.
What are you basing this on?
Just my feelings.
The data you've collected over the years?
It seems like...
Data, whatever.
Oh, boy, that data, again. Data. Uh-huh. It just seems like things like that happen at night when people have had all night to stew about it or think about it or drink about it. And mm-hmm. they just like, I can't take it. But to wake up at 8:30 in the morning and to be like, you know what I got to do?
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, aren't there like the crime of passion where it feels like in those moments, maybe it's not as...
Like your adrenaline. Right. So your adrenaline just goes.
I don't know. You know, it's.
We're not experts.
If you have tuned in for any sort of expertise.
If you
want to
hire us. If you've done something wrong, the best advice we can give you is go on the lam.
Put on a lot of weight.
Put on a lot of weight.
Grow a mustache. Get a wig. Live in a swamp.
In Colombia. Or, yeah, a swamp. Yeah. But, like, go out into the jungle. You're never going to have a good life again.
No. You're going to be eaten by bugs. And,
yeah. You're not going to make it. But if you want to feel better about trying to make a run for it.
Pooping in a swamp.
Why do we have to talk about poop?
Well, because we're almost finished with this episode.
And we haven't talked about it. Mm-hmm. Okay. So... Yeah, we'll tell you what happened. If you want to watch this and you haven't watched it yet and you're not sure how this ends, this is the time to stop it down. Aiden, stop it down. Stop the vacuum.
Aiden.
Hey, Aiden. Hey. Okay. Randy is found guilty of first-degree murder and is sentenced to life in prison without parole.
They didn't buy his story.
They did not buy his story.
You know, and really such a key piece of the story was the neighbor that was on a walk that heard screaming.
That heard screaming.
Screaming, not screening. Nobody was putting a new screen in. Well, that's what I heard, so I'm sticking with it.
Screaming. Why would I say they heard screening? Oh, someone's screening
their
calls. Oh, what,
you never mess up your words?
No, I don't. I'm very articulate. I pride myself on really... pronouncing every word correctly. Yeah. It's weird. Mm-hmm. Don't you just... I just want to know what happened. I want to know why. I want to know what happened. Mm-hmm. Well, you think we'll hear more from Randy? Maybe not. Because he appealed mm-hmm. and it was denied. It sounds like it's over.
Yeah.
But he seemed to really be remorseful and...
But don't they all? I mean, I just don't know. No, I guess no.
Ted Bundy?
No.
I mean, some of them are... Yeah. I don't know. Once again, I am not a murder professional.
No.
I don't know if that's a title.
Murder pro, please hold.
Cheryl Hines, murder professional. Hi, how can I help you? Okay, Tig, that's it for, did we get to any? Yeah, we covered some stuff, right?
Yeah, I feel like we actually did way better than normal.
We got out some
Mr.
facts.
Mr. Thomas is agreeing.
Even nodding. Okay. Are you ready for final thoughts?
Yes.
It's time for Happily Ever After Thoughts, where we give our final thoughts on this week's documentary. Did you cry?
I did not cry. Did you?
No, but it was real angry about the doll reenaction.
Reenaction?
Reenaction?
Isn't that how you say it?
Reenact. Okay, reenacted. You know what?
The doll reenaction. After you
I'm
just...
I'm going to see if that's a word. Maybe it is a word.
Maybe.
Is it a word? Thomas, will you check to see if that's a word?
Please, no.
Who were you attracted to? I don't even know where to begin with that one. It's a tough one.
Mr. Thomas says not a word.
Oh. Okay, reenaction is not a word. Noted. I don't know. I mean, I guess just one of the attorneys. Just going to have to pick somebody.
I actually was kind of attracted to one of the dolls that the face was blurred out.
You're just trying to make me angry. Whose idea was that? Let's do a documentary about murder. Let's reenact it with Barbie dolls. And let's blur the faces.
I don't need you to be so harsh.
Okay. Although I did like that Randy's mom sort of has a mullet. Mm-hmm. Mullets are back.
Well, I feel like she probably didn't like change it with the times. And is like, yeah, she's getting a mullet circled. To be with the times.
It's circled back it's circled in back. Her favor.
Yes.
And now it's like, mm-hmm. now look who's yeah. got the cool hairdo. Mm-hmm. All right. Tig, that's it for this week's episode. Next week, we'll be talking about Cheryl. Which is about Sheryl Crow, not about me. Mm-hmm. And you can watch it on Showtime. What if I was like, no, we're just going to talk about me for an hour.
Well, that's what we did with my documentary.
That's true.
Yeah. But if there is a documentary about you one day, you can't name it Cheryl.
I can't name it Cheryl.
Well, you could because it's spelled differently.
Yeah, with an S. She spells it with an S.
Yeah.
That will be weird. People will be looking for Sheryl Crow's documentary and they'll be like, oh, God.
Yeah.
I guess I'll just watch this one.
Mm-hmm.
Tig, would you like to do some true fan mail before we go?
Yes, please.
Okay. This is from Joy M. Hey, Hi, Joy M. Hey. Hey, Tig and Cheryl. Hey. As soon as I saw that you were doing the White Hot episode, I thought, oh, shoot, Cheryl's going to really need some help with this name. In 2002, a friend of mine from Switzerland came to visit Corinne.
Keep going.
I don't know if you pronounce the E at the end.
No way to know.
Is a very stylish girl and was excited to go clothes shopping in Boston, and she asked where she could find the store. Cheryl, use French accent for this. how do you say ashtray and fishbone? I cracked up and ever since can only refer to the store as the ashtray and le fishbone. Oddly fitting because it did indeed turn out to be a garbage company. Oh, thanks for the nonsense and giggles. Joy. Nonsense and giggles?
That's what Excuse you call me? This show?
We are hard-hitting news.
Cheryl. First of all, Cheryl's a murder pro.
Murder pro. I'm getting some cards made.
Yeah.
Cheryl Hines, murder pro.
Please.
Thank you, Joy.
Thanks, Joy.
Sash tray and le fishbone. Oh, Abercrombie. It is hard to say. Abercrombie and Fitch. I did it.
You did.
And now for a review of the podcast.
Mm.
Kristen Evans writes, hey, Kristen Evans. Hey. Hey. As soon as I heard them both struggle to... As soon as I heard them both struggle to pronounce Abercrombie, I knew it would be an authoritative review filled with informed commentary and relevant personal experiences. You have to respect their courage to blindly riff on a cutting edge topic like a brand that peaked 2 decades ago. 5 out of 5 stars. Thank you. You know what? Thank
you. 5 out of 5 stars. Wow.
That's nice.
That is very nice and overly generous.
Yeah, we are cutting edge.
Yeah.
I mean, Abercrombie and Fitch.
Yeah.
I mean, they're back. Or they never left. It's like the mullet. They never left.
Yeah, they've been around.
Now they're trying to reinvent themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So you guys can leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. And it really helps out because people look at the reviews and decide if they want to listen or not. And somehow our reviews are really funny. Funny people. And you can rate us on Spotify.
That's correct. She's telling the truth.
You can give us 5 stars on Spotify. Oh, my chee-chee-chees. Okay.
Do you have anything you want to mention or?
Well, yeah. I mean, I hope you're watching The Flight Attendant. It's coming to an end soon.
Mm.
We're really going to get down to business. It's really fun to watch. Yeah, so watch The Flight Attendant on HBO Max. How about you?
Well, I have an album out called Drawn. It's available everywhere. And I'm also touring. I'll be in Birmingham on May 19th, Nashville May 20th, Amherst, Massachusetts May 25th, Ithaca May 26th, Ottawa June 3rd, two shows in Toronto on June 4th. July 23rd, I will be in San Diego. Vancouver, I'll be in your town August 5th, Victoria, British Columbia, August 6th, and Honolulu, August 12th. Get your tickets at tignotaro.com and get my album, Drawn.
Okay.
And listen to my other podcast, Don't Ask Tig.
Okay.
There's so much to do. I'm easy to find.
Okay.
Well, Cheryl.
Yes?
Should we do it again?
Yeah. Let's do it again, Tig. Tig and Cheryl True Story is hosted by me, Cheryl Hines, and Tig Notaro. It's produced by Gabby Kovacic and Thomas Willett, audio engineered and edited by Thomas Willett, with music by David Sussin. Special thanks to Patrick McDonald and Stephanie Allen. Follow us on social media for updates and review and rate True Story on Apple Podcasts. We really appreciate it. You can email us at tigandcherylTrueStory@gmail.com.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.